Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live. The Alex Jones Show. Believe me, they wanted this shut down for days like this. But we are live on this Tuesday, March 21st, 2023. Every day is history now, as we are living through truly the most corrupt times in American history. With Biden running around taking money, acting illegally as a foreign agent, he and his family even getting millions of dollars from Chinese communists in 2017 while they were sniffing around for Donald Trump and Russians. Does the name Tara Reid ring a bell? I'm just going to throw that out there. And now they're coming after Trump for charges that have already passed their statute of limitations over a man's testimony who is a convicted liar, over charges that would normally be basically booking errors and fines. But they really built it up and lied to their people again and said, this is it for Trump. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones has been with Steven Crowder this morning, and he is going to be joining us right now over the phone to cover this and all the other news and the fact that the First Amendment, Alex, it's winning. It's proof. Here you are.
Well, that's right, Owen. I just wanted to say this. They've rolled out the red carpet here, and I guess with their new show, they asked people who they wanted to be the guests, and they got the most requests for me. So I'm hosting today, which we just did, and tomorrow. They rolled out the red carpet, but they're still tweaking stuff in Crowder's studio for me. So I wanted his huge Rumble audience, record audience, just as big as the biggest streams on YouTube that's tuning in right now at InfoWars.com and Band.Video to do the same thing we did last week with Crowder, saying tune in, make his show even bigger. All people tuning in to us, it's an information war. I want to ask all the great Steven Crowder fans that are tuned in to know that I'll be live in about 10, 15 minutes. They're getting it all set up right now in his studio. They set me up a special studio in his studio. Then we got some big guests today and a ton of news, Owen, you're going to be covering as well. But history's happening. The Trump arrest watch is unfolding right now. So I'm going to let you hold down the fort. You guys are doing a great job. I'll be back in about 10, 15 minutes. I want to welcome all the new viewers that are tuning in right now to InfoWars.com/show and Band.Video and MadMaxWorld.TV. I want to encourage all of them to spread the word, encourage those folks to spread the word, and then it creates a chain reaction. We want populist anti-New World Order, anti-Great Reset, pro-America speech to be number one. It is number one. We're winning. The tide is turning. This is an information war. Now I'm asking the audience to take action, spread the word, and I've got huge breaking news on massive fronts and big guests today, all coming up. Back to Owen Schroyer.
There you have it. And it's true. The Rumble crowds are getting bigger and bigger. And so this is the answer. And that's why they want to make it impossible by putting us on a central bank digital currency that they can totally control and pick winners and losers. And you won't even be able to organically actually build something and fund something. They'll just shut you down. And right now they have the lawfare ways of doing it, like they try to do here. They're trying to do to Fox News. Others have endured this over the years. That's a little too hairy. So they just want to be able to control the flow of money completely, the digital currency, with the social credit score, and you'll just be shut down. Maybe you used a little too much carbon this week. We're just going to shut you down. So, wow. But I will say, I mean, all signs right now indicate that they at least aren't going to have the balls to arrest Donald Trump today. Do we kind of want to just You know, they let their audience down again. They told you Trump would be in cuffs and fingerprinted today.
We now have three new game-changing products that are in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And one of our best-selling products sold out for over a year that's now back in stock. Our prebiotic does need any introduction. Does such amazing things for your gut flora, your overall health. What it does is essential. Go read about it at InfoWarsStore.com. And now, the fourth toothpaste designed by my dad. The last two were big hits. This one is really special. It's turmeric concentrate with a bunch of other essential oils and so much more to take your mouth's health to the next level. We also have high-quality ashwagandha root for your libido, your stamina, your testosterone with black pepper extract to accelerate it as a pill. And we have ashwagandha root gummies as well. Very strong, very powerful. Now in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there, experience these great products and others, and fund the InfoWar. The only way we fail is not taking action. God bless you. Now please visit InfoWarsStore.com and experience these powerful products for yourself.
Big Brother, mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
We want to stop tyranny. We are in the business of fighting tyranny. And business is booming, let me tell you. Lot of tyranny to be fought. Now, how obvious, how bad is it going to get? Will they really arrest Donald Trump today? Will they really arrest Donald Trump at some time in the future? Will they try to cause another provocateur event? How many laws being broken in the meantime by lifelong politicians like Joe Biden and his family? How many times will the media lie to you about what's really going on? It's amazing, isn't it? You know about the name Stormy Daniels, but you don't know about the name Tara Reid. You know about Trump Russia, but do you know about Biden China? So we're going to be covering this with Alex Jones today and other special guests. Now, Alex Jones is north of here in Dallas at the Steven Crowder Studios, and he was the guest host on the Crowder Show this morning. It blew up on Rumble, went totally viral, and Alex will be hosting with Steven Crowder again tomorrow. But Alex has connected and is connecting right now actually through Crowder Studios, and he's going to be hosting with me coming up here in about 10 minutes. So, we're going to have his take on all of the latest. And, of course, we'll be watching what's going to be going on in New York today as well. But watching the news last night and seeing what's developing today, at this time, it looks like they're at least going to the arrest of Donald Trump or completely end it with this case, because we haven't seen anything yet, and I would have expected us to if Trump's going to be taking off from Florida or landing in New York or anything like that. But what we are going to be showing you is all the different responses, all the different angles. But once again, it's the left media last night and today in the press telling their audience that Trump will be arrested. We guarantee it. The walls are closing in. This is finally it for Donald Trump. It's all over now. We've got him. And then meanwhile, they don't tell you any of the facts about the case. The statute of limitations is up on the case. Michael Cohen is a convicted liar, a known liar, who they're supposed to be trusting as the testimony here. The charges would amount to a bookkeeping error and a fine, a misdemeanor in any other case. And so there's all kinds of different reasons why nobody in the federal government took this case and why this is an embarrassment of a case. And to arrest Trump on this case would be monumental in his political campaign as a good thing, because it would it's never been more obvious. I'm listening to conservative talk radio last night from yesterday and this morning, and all the callers are saying the same thing. And we're talking about more, let's say, drive-by media viewers, boomer conservatives, who have pretty much just enjoyed their lives in America and not really wanted to think too much. They have a good idea what's going on. They have the right values, but it's so obvious now that it's stunning at this point. How Joe Biden, we can sit here with bank records, with him and his family taking millions of dollars from the Chinese communists, and we can have Biden's business partners coming out and saying, yeah, we've been doing international business deals. And then meanwhile, they're trying to focus on Donald Trump and things that never happened. You've got Hunter Biden's laptop and the text messages and the videos and everything else. They're telling you about Trump and Stormy Daniels. You've got Tara Reid, who worked for Joe Biden and has credibly accused Joe Biden of sexual assault. She can't even get an interview. Meanwhile, the media is talking about Donald Trump 24/7 and ignoring Joe Biden because the supposed president of the United States never even shows his face. Never even shows his face. Showed his face yesterday for 10 minutes, said he was Persian. And Dr. Jill said, okay, honey. Okay. This one's over, guys. Get him out. Joe Biden, hey, Joe just said he was Persian. Pull the plug. Get him out. Pull him out. What do you think the Secret Service nickname for Joe Biden is? We can get creative here. Huh? So it's all the callers in the talk radio. How is this? It's never been this bad. It's never been so obvious. The double standard, the two-tier justice system. This is the left. You could argue the Democrats have never been more powerful than they are right now, and you're seeing what they would do. But what the Democrats are doing is just like a taste or an hors d'oeuvre, or like the red carpet to the main event, to the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates plan for the planet, which is the global government, medical tyranny, human depopulation, population control agenda. So if you don't like what the Democrats are doing, just wait till you get the Bill Gates bladder cancer tumor meatloaf. Yeah, that's gonna be some good eating. He's got a special one for you. Oh my gosh, it's just ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. So Alex is going to be coming up and covering all of this. I think Alex actually ate my Bill Gates bladder cancer that was in the fridge. I know you ate it, Alex. Unbelievable, man. This is our world. This is our world. And they want to tell you Donald Trump is the boogeyman. Look out for Donald Trump. Look out for Alex Jones. Bill Gates is out here. Oh, I made some mosquitoes in a lab, and now they're out in the crowd with you. Oh, woo! Drops a bunch of mosquitoes in Brazil. All of a sudden, Zika breaks out. Drops a bunch of vaccines in Africa. All of a sudden, polio breaks out. Says in his TED Talks, we need to get the population lower. With vaccines, we can do just that. Oh! And then COVID breaks out, and here comes Bill Gates on all the mainstream news. Oh, we need more vaccines. Yes. But by the way, one of the greatest. It's all right. Well, maybe. But one of the greatest clips of all time happened, and that's Anthony Fauci. Did you see it? Anthony Fauci saying Republicans don't like being told what to do. This is incredible from Fauci, guys. Let me hear the clip.
What are we going to do about those other states?
Oh, my God. They're going to keep the outbreak smoldering in the country. It's so crazy. I mean, they're not doing it because they say they don't want to do it. They're Republicans. They don't like to be told what to do.
Right.
And we got to break that, you know, unpack that.
Oh, my gosh. So there it is from Anthony Fauci. There's never been a greater endorsement to vote Republican in your life. Anthony Fauci saying, Republicans don't like being told what to do. We got to break that. So look, I don't work for the Republican Party. I'm not in regular talks with Republicans. But look, if you're in the Republican Party, you need to be making that into a dance mix. You need to be remixing that into a song. You need to be cutting ads and spending millions of dollars to play that on television. I mean, Anthony Fauci just gave you a golden nugget. The guy that helped fund the pandemic to start the virus, blaming you for it, too.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I want to thank the great InfoWars crew down in Austin, Texas, for helping me get on the air today. And I want to thank the amazing folks here at Stephen Crowder's operation in Dallas. They are just knocking it out of the park, and an example of the power of free speech to override the censors. Just amazing things. Obviously, we're here going through the indictment watch of President Trump. We're going to be laying out all those big developments and the constitutional crisis that that stands for. We also are going to have Dr. Judy Mikovits on, who as one of the main whistleblowers exposing the man-made origins of COVID-19 and all the crimes, the poison shots that have come out of that and how the whole dam is breaking. New interviews with Dr. Redfield, the former head of the CDC, coming out and telling the world that it was a man-made virus released by the U.S. government on humanity through the Chinese as a pretext for a total takeover. So the rats are leaving the sinking ship very, very quickly. That is massive news. Silk of Diamond and Silk, obviously with the late Diamond, will be joining us to cover what's happening in the world and so much more in the third hour. And then we'll continue on with phone calls and more and special guests with Maria Z into the fourth hour. But before I hit all the hardcore military news, economic news, border news, there is so much we're going to be laying out here today for everybody. Before I go over all of that, I just want to talk about winning the info war. And Stephen Crowder is a great example of that. You could argue that back when Joe Rogan was still on YouTube, he was the biggest thing on YouTube that was political. And Stephen Crowder was a close number two, despite all the censorship and all the attacks. But what he's been able to do with Rumble, now launching his show here mainly, is to get millions of viewers a day and upwards of 200,000 consecutive viewers in any one second on Rumble. Now, some of the biggest shows Joe Rogan ever did, and it's not about competition with Joe Rogan, it's just a benchmark example, was Elon Musk and Alex Jones. And those shows had 150 to 200,000 people consecutively watching, and I've been there in the control room when they're really excited that they're breaking records. So I've seen it. So when we see Stephen Crowder not just defeating the YouTube censors, but drawing that giant audience over, successfully converting it to Rumble, that is the model of the people coming out of Egypt. That is the exodus model for victory. So with Elon Musk freeing up, I'd say 90% of where Twitter was, it hasn't gone all the way. He should go further, but you gotta, you know, give credit where it's due. You can't look a gift horse in the mouth. What Elon Musk has done is exposing all the rest of big tech and their crimes and their collusion and their censorship and surveillance, because Twitter's just a window into that wider world of control. And now with people like Stephen Crowder not going along with the censors, and when everybody else was just going along with me being censored when it first started happening 5 years ago, and scared to have me on, it was not something that Stephen Crowder was scared to do. So that's why I support Stephen, and I'm so successful. I'm so excited that he is so successful, because his success is going to be all of our success and Rumble's success, revolutionizing what's happening and really giving YouTube a run for its money and running ads on Fox and at the Super Bowl. And the major investment that Rumble's put in is game changing. So that really is a big news item that Stephen Crowder, on the first and second day of his new launch of his show, after taking off a few months, has now dwarfed anything that's going on political on YouTube. And so that is a model of success, similar to how Joe Rogan, so he wouldn't be censored, left YouTube. He still puts clips on there and went to Spotify. But Spotify, it turned out, was not really as free speech as they said. And I'll leave it at that. And it still tries to put pressure on people. But that's not the case at Rumble. And so it's very, very exciting. And, of course, you know, the media is going to try to downplay things and, you know, say, oh, well, you know, he's not doing that great. He is doing spectacular, and it's big news, and the world is watching, ladies and gentlemen. But free viewers, millions a day tuning in, and that's the Seaman Crowder Show, and that's something that people really, really in the establishment are scared of. So I know there's hundreds of other big issues. We're going to be going over them all today. They got big guests coming on as well. It's just that this is a victory for everybody. And with the Rumbles and with the Gabs and with the Twitters and with the Truth Socials and with the Infowars.coms and Band.videos in the world, all of us together are going to expose the whole New World Order paradigm, and we're going to win. And that's not hype. We have gone from everybody being censored and nobody allowed to talk about it being made in a lab to the shots being poisoned, being censored, to now everybody basically knows, and they can't stop the dam breaking all the way. Unless they launch World War III, which is why Lindsey Graham and a lot of these other warmongers are trying that so desperately. So, again, I want to thank Crowder's crew for having us here in studio today and tomorrow. I want to thank the InfoWars crew, Owen and Harrison and all the rest of the producers and camera people and researchers for the work they've done. Because, again, InfoWars was seen as the lead elephant that the deep state wanted to take down as a model of taking everybody down. And so all of us collectively in this fight are starting to win because of one thing. And that is an audience of viewers and listeners, not just here, but around the world, that are aware of the New World Order, that know it's destructive, and know they can't roll over. And so that's the real reason we've been able to do this. Yes, it took perseverance. Yes, it took dogged determination. Yes, it took incredible commitment. But I believed in the public. I believed in the will of the people. Doesn't mean we've won the war yet, but we're winning battle after battle after battle. And on every front, the globalists are being exposed. Every one of their criminal projects, from the central bank digital currencies to the open borders, to the fentanyl, to the surveillance and censorship and weaponized nation of the state against the people, to where the virus really came from and how the shots are poisonous. The whole house of cards is coming down right now. Make no mistake, we're winning the biggest battles we've ever won. So the thanks, number one, goes to God, but God inspiring through listeners and viewers and great activists spreading the word through the talk show hosts, through the analysts, through the media people, through the Cy Hirsches, and through countless other folks that are telling the truth. We have now come to this point together. And so we have to value the fact we're still on air. We have to celebrate the fact we're still on air in many ways stronger, and let the enemies of speech know you will never silence us all. You may be able to take out individuals, but every time you do it, five more sprout up, 1,000 more sprout up. So I want to do this exercise before we come back and cover all the news. What a huge guest. I want to encourage all the great Steven Crowder Rumble viewers and YouTube viewers that are coming over today, because Steven understands it's a war. He plugged probably 15 times the show today. Other talk show hosts are scared to do that. They think, oh, they're going to lose audience if they promote another show. No, we're going to lose all free speech, the whole country and the world, if we don't energize the outlets together with synergy that are fighting for freedom. So I want to, I mean, I would conservatively say a million people today will probably extra tune over to Band.video and Infowars.com and MadMaxWorld.tv is the URL that, you know, gets around the censors for now, that they're not blocking, that takes you to Band.video, where you can find the live feed of my show, the live feed of Owen's show, the live feed of Harrison Smith's show, and everything we're doing here. But I am so excited about the caliber of news coverage and comedy coming out of Ladder with Crowder, and I'm just honored to be here. So we're going to go to break. I'm in here in the control room of the show, and then we're going to come back with a ton of news and
the fight against the New World Order is now the top story in the world. The globalists are in deep trouble, but they're striking back with all their deep state operatives to shut down InfoWars and other truth tellers like James O'Keefe, and Tucker Carlson, and countless others. So please, pray for us now more than ever. Spread the word about the broadcast and get great products to keep us on air and fund our operation while at the same time enriching your life. Now, we've got three new products available at InfoWarsStore.com and a bestseller back in stock. We have the amazing Dr. Jones Naturals turmeric toothpaste and so much more. Find out more at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the ashwagandha root pills with black powder extract to accelerate your libido, stamina, testosterone. And we have pure ashwagandha gummies at InfoWarsStore.com as well. These are all the highest quality products. The prebiotic is now finally back in stock. They're all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So please take action now. Enrich your life, empower your body, and keep us on air. Please take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
And we are back. Again, thank you for joining us on this live Tuesday edition of the Worldwide Broadcast. Alex Troyer's Friday Shotgun with us. We have Dr. Judy Mikovits coming up next hour. And then we also have the survivor from, obviously, the great duo, Diamond and Silk. Silk is going to be on with us coming up today in the third hour. Okay, let me just recap what I was just talking about to get to the really big news here that Owen was actually mentioning earlier. And I'm glad he was, because almost nobody else is. And it's this. I know it's scary to admit there's a global government that wants to control your body. and that wants to bare minimum sterilize you and kill you and then get away with it. But that's what you just witnessed the last 3 years. And it comes from a group of people who are admitted eugenicists who on record say they want to depopulate. Everybody knows Bill Gates gives all these speeches about wanting to reduce world population down to 500 million, but he wants you to take a shot because he doesn't want you to die. And that shot doesn't work. It actually raises your immune system and makes you sick. So that's why it's so important we have this free speech. That's why it's so vital. This is the war. If we don't have an independent populist media system, these people will get away with their entire takeover. I'm about to hit a horrifying example of where they're getting away with it. And they've already set the precedent to do it over and over again. This is the fifth round of this that I have studied going back in the literature into the 1950s. This is at least the fifth round of this going back into the 1950s. And this hit my grandmother. Her doctor told her when she took the second live polio shot that she was given it on accident. But it turned out that the higher-ups on her doctor knew that this was part of a larger plan, and Salk that invented it later admitted it and said, hey, there's too many people. They put cancer viruses in it. So much of the cancer we've seen from the polio, both the shot and the live drips. First one she had was a shot. The next one was the liquid drip that you see on this screen right here in front of you. Now, remember, this is deja vu. They did it in the 1950s. They did it again in the 70s. They did it again in the 80s. They did it again in the 90s. So this is the sixth time. See, 50s. Yeah. I guess the sixth round's beginning. Excuse me. They did it again in the mid-2000s, like around 2010. And this has been a big national story before. Remember, I was on Joe Rogan a couple years ago, and he was doing this fact check thing. He didn't tell me he was going to do that when I got there, but I was fine with it. So he fact checked everything I said. And I said, you know, Bill Gates' vaccine program in Africa and in Asia was the number one cause of polio. He goes, okay, excuse me, that can't be true. They look it up, AP, it's all there, exact headline. Now, why would they even admit that? Because they're just setting the precedent because they've been doing it since the 50s. Well, that happened in the mid-2000s, about 12, 13 years ago, was when there was a big global pandemic in Pakistan, into India, into Afghanistan. There was a pandemic all over Africa, or major outbreaks, as they call it, pandemics. And there was an outbreak in Latin America, and it was all directly confirmed that it was from the polio live vaccine, and it was just an accident. Millions of children paralyzed. Millions died over the years from it. That's just the last round. So it's like deja vu, or I'm Bill Murray in Groundhog Day. We are waking up and seeing the exact same headlines 12, 13 years later that we saw them from beforehand. So it's not just anecdotal that my grandmother, Benny Grace Hammond, was told by her medical doctor that she and a bunch of others got polio in the mid-1950s from the second round. The first was an injection. The next was a drip taken in the mouth, live virus. Her doctor told her that, but she forgave the system and thought it was for the good and everything. She was a very Christian, loving lady. Well, now you fast forward to all these other events. I guess the sixth event is happening right now. All over the world this is happening. The third world populations, they can target away with it. And they're giving it to them. And then even the local news and the national news and the regional news and the world news admits it. Associated Press. More polio cases now caused by vaccine than by wild virus. Okay? Now, that's the article from a few years ago. Now, the exact same headlines are out, and we'll put those up on screen, that the new polio outbreaks around the world in Africa and other countries are caused by the shot. And again, that's an article. I forgot when I left Austin to get the latest one, so what I was showing you was the last round of articles. You guys, please simply go to Google. They have it there. They're not hiding it. And for the group, and just simply type in polio cases caused by vaccine. You'll get ABC News. You'll get AP reporting on it. I covered it yesterday. I can pull it up on my phone. Here, I'll do it. But it's critical to understand that this is currently happening. Because when I ran off yesterday and grabbed my stack, I grabbed the old stack. There it is. Polio cases in Africa linked to new oral vaccine. And again, that is main extreme news, ladies and gentlemen. And what's happening is they're spinning it like it's just a normal thing. Oh, you know, it's the outdated vaccine, or it's a problem vaccine. Oh, it's causing the polio. Ladies and gentlemen, they know exactly what they're doing. They're doing it over and over and over and over and over and over again. And what are they doing? This is why it's important. They're normalizing that's the way this works. They're normalizing that's just something that we have to deal with, just like they've done with the COVID shots, that they don't work. They make people sick. They cause autoimmune problems. They cause myocarditis. They cause heart attacks. They cause all this stuff to happen. But now they're just normalizing it. Well, we're going to continue the shots, and that's just the way it is. Just like, oh, yeah, these polio shots are the number one cause of polio, and it's back in the news, but it's just, oh, a minor footnote, ABC News. And we go to break. I'll find the articles, the new ones, and put them up on screen for you. That's what this comes down to, ladies and gentlemen. The article we had was Gateway Pundit yesterday. And then in the Gateway Pundit article about it, just go to the front page of Gateway Pundit, do Control-F polio, then you'll see the Gateway Pundit article, and then all you got to do is the second paragraph has a link to the ABC News article. That's why I hate doing my show on the road. I need to just take a printer and my own equipment and my own deal and just get all ready myself. And I'm not complaining. There's nothing more frustrating than wanting to show you something and not having it. But everybody knows it's in the news. Everybody knows you can pull it up. Everybody knows you can find it. And everybody knows that this is going on. And it just tears my guts out to have this going on. Absolutely tears my guts out to have this going on and to know that there it is. There's the ABC News thing I wanted. There's the Associated Press. Yes, that's what I wanted. I've got what I wanted. Now I can die. Now my life is finally complete. I just had a freaking psychological orgasm. Burundi officials detect polio outbreak linked to vaccine. And then there's the ABC News headline, officials confirm polio outbreak caused by vaccine. That is this week, ladies and gentlemen. That's just 4 or 5 days ago. So there you go, over and over and over again. And my problem is I am cursed with having a memory and knowing about this. And it's not like it's the poor Africans getting killed. I feel bad for them. My grandmother was on frickin' crutches, and she was a beautiful beauty queen and a wonderful lady. And gave birth to my mother and my uncle. Was an amazing person, lived to 92 years old. But she was in excruciating pain because half the nerves in her body got eaten. One of her legs was flaccid, didn't even work. One of her arms was flaccid, didn't work. Half her back didn't work. Muscles in her neck didn't work. And she was in torture. Because these people did this and they got away with it, and now they're doing it to people all over the world. The lucky ones are the ones that die. And it's also that psychotic murderer, Bill Gates, can get off on whatever he wants to do because he's God. He wants to put a shot in every arm. He wants to control your life. He wants to rape you with his needle and put poison in your body because him and his father and the rest of them were a bunch of murderous eugenicists that don't give a damn about you. In fact, they want you dead. They're greedy, horrible, killer psychotics. I'm going to come back and I'll show your take on this. And we're going to get to Dr. Redfield giving a new speech exposing that, yes, it came out of a lab. Yes, it's a bioweapon. And yes, the U.S. government's involved. Stay with us.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tuesday broadcast. I'm coming to you from Steven Crowder's control room. Appreciate them setting me up to do this. Again, co-hosting with him this morning. I'll be co-hosting with him tomorrow as well. Owen Schroyer riding shotgun. Dr. Judy Mikovits coming up with huge news next hour. Silk of Diamonds and Silk and more. But seriously, to all the new viewers tuning in, I know you already know this, but this is a revolutionary act we're doing here. And I get upset when in Pakistan or in Africa, African nations and other places, the UN with a Bill Gates sponsored program is giving people polio and going, oopsie. Oh, it was oopsie with Benny Grace Hammond in 1954 or 5, whatever it was. It was oopsie in the 60s and 70s and 90s and 2000s, and they do it over and over again, and it's oopsie, 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 oopsie. It's not oopsie. It's smoking gun. And the UN got caught. They admit it, adding it to tetanus shots, a female hormone released in the second trimester, so the body has an autoimmune response and attacks and kills the baby. You say, well, maybe there's too many people. They're killing you, too. They targeted my grandmother. They're coming after everybody. So I care about the Africans, and I care about everybody else, ladies and gentlemen, and that is the reality, and that's why I get so upset about this, that, again, they're normalizing just, oh, it's ABC News, AP, we gave you polio, sorry. Oh, it killed a bunch of people, made a bunch of people sick. Oopsie, we got more shots for you. What company, what industry, what business, what nation, what government gets away with this over and over again? It's the UN. It's the IMF. It's the World Bank. It's the central banks. They are literally playing God. You can say, well, there are too many people. Okay, well, you're getting targeted too. And they're using the pretext of this to have total control. And now they've gotten the doctors and the lawyers and the scientists and industries and the media paid off and on board with this COVID rollout. And so what I'm telling you is they've been giving poison shots to people in Latin America and in Africa and Asia. Now they're going to give you the poison shots openly and run the same game plan because they got away with it. And that's why Dr. Redfield now coming out on another television program. And I've got the quotes right here. We're going to play the clip in a minute. The former CDC director saying the pandemic was caused by science, the so-called science we're supposed to worship. And what he said in front of Congress, that the U.S. government cooked it up, Obama cooked it up, it was illegal, there was a scandal in 2015 that we told you about. They moved it to Wuhan so they had plausible deniability. They released it to bring down Trump, to destabilize America, to bring in the UN, to bring in the lockdowns, to bring in the social credit score, to bring in the universal basic income, to bring in the vaccine passports, to bring it all in. And that's what they're doing now with the banking crisis they've engineered. We'll get to Dr. Redfield in a moment. But, Owen, I was really glad when you were filling in for me when they were getting everything set up today in the first 15 minutes that you brought this up without me bringing it up to you because you realize it's so important. Why is this story so important, Owen?
Well, Alex, I think it's hard for people to comprehend this, but we're in the science fiction future. It's just not flying cars and jetpacks and pill-formed meals. It's the enslavement of mankind, and that's what this is all about. It's depopulation. It's degradation. It's your cities falling apart. You're funding a war in a country you can't even locate on a map. This is the science fiction future that we're in, not the one we were promised on television. And so I think it's hard for people to comprehend something that's so difficult as population control, or they might be getting targeted to be killed in this population control agenda. So, yeah, I mean, when you see this, oh, the vaccines are killing people. Oh, I was told I have to have a vaccine mandated so that I can go to work. Well, then, yeah, that's going to be a problem. And I have to tell you, Alex, I was one of the many that was tuned in watching you and Crowder this morning, and you guys were cracking me up. I got to tell you, you guys were definitely cracking me up. And it's good to see you having a good time. And it's even better to see that free speech is winning. They really thought that they could intimidate you, Steven Crowder, Donald Trump, anybody else into shutting their mouths, and you didn't. You didn't. You didn't shut your mouth. You didn't give up. You didn't give in. And they probably underestimated, I think, the fight and the will of the American people. And I think we're hopefully about to have our major renaissance. And maybe that pivotal moment is among us now, Alex.
Well, that's exactly my point. I was having some fun, you know, the old cartoon, I'll crush your head or whatever, because I'm big on the big screen here, so sorry I'm being goofy. But absolutely, it's the best of times, it's the worst of times. The world's waking up. Free speech is starting to win, but then we're also facing the horror that they're normalizing giving us poison shots on record. Since the 1950s, they do it every decade over and over and over and over again, Owen. Let's go ahead and go to Dr. Redfield with some of his latest statements. They're so scared of this.
But I took this position because I feel very strongly that we need to have a moratorium on gain-of-function research. I told you that the great pandemic is coming. I think it's going to come not from spillover. It's going to become from gain-of-function research or intentional bioterrorism, right? It's going to be a bird flu virus that is manipulated to be able to transmit human to human, very similar to what we saw with the COVID. You know, in 2014, that laboratory published that they finally learned how to take their COVID virus and have it bind to the H2 receptor in humanized mice, and therefore it could go human to human. I mean, they did the experiments. They published them. And in 2014. And now we see that there's a COVID virus, which is, I think, has a number of signature sequences in it that aren't normal. The fear and cleavage site, the fact that they use the nucleotide triplet for arginine that humans use, not bats use. The fact that COVID right now can barely infect bats, but can infect humans. I should tell you that there's a lot of evidence that this virus was manipulated to be able to be highly transmissible among humans. I think it was done probably as part of a biodefense program that largely was trying to make a vaccine vector that would be used for good purposes. But unfortunately, that virus escaped, and it was highly transmissible for humans than you saw from the time it escaped, which was probably somewhere in the September time frame. Remember, in September, that laboratory did three things. They changed the management from the military, the civilian to military. They deleted all the sequences of the viruses, and they put a contract in for a new ventilation system. That's about the same time they began to see some illness in the area. So I think that's when the epidemic started. And I do think the gain-of-function research moratorium is something should happen. It shouldn't be decided just by scientists. I happen to be a scientist. But we shouldn't decide this ourselves. There should be a broader debate of society whether this research needs to be done or not. Tony will argue it needs to be done. Collins will argue it needs to be done.
Not that's enough.
I think that debate should happen.
No, Tony argues they're not doing it and lies to Congress and says he isn't. And let's explain. They made a five-virus chimeric mutant creation that would have never shown up in nature, totally impossible, and then they happened to just so develop a vaccine for what they released. They obviously did it on purpose. We're going to go to break here, come back with Owen Schroyer and more, get his take on the situation in the next 5 minutes. And Dr. Judy Mikovits is going to be joining us. She's always a fiery guest, an incredible whistleblower who knows Fauci's exposing for decades. This is so critical because all the World War III news is important and all the banking news is important, but the medical cartel the UN used to bring in this tyranny and this power grab must be brought to justice or they'll do it again. And they are doing it again with the polio, and it's always the same players, Bill Gates and others. Please remember, folks, we're listener-supported. You keep us on air. We're not subscriber-based. Everybody does this subscriber-based thing. We're not subscriber-based. We're free to air. We stay on air by selling great products at InfoWarsStore.com. We have amazing Nitric Boost. The Dr. Mikovits made a bestseller. She was on 3 months ago plugging, oh, your formula is amazing. Well, it's your heart and blood and your overall health. This is the best formula out there. Everybody should get it. Well, Nitric Boost is at InfoWarsStore.com. It's just a clone of a nationwide bestseller that authorized us to private label it. It's in stock, ready to ship. Nitric Boost, InfoWarsStore.com. Our CBD oil has been tested by third parties. We even asked them to. They reported on it. They said, well, this is one of the highest grades out there. We sell it for more than 50% off what everybody else sells it for. InfoWarsStore.com for the best CBD oil. Amazing for your neurological system. Amazing for your brain. Amazing for your joints and bones. Everybody, young and old, should be taking CBD oil. No THC, doesn't get you high, but does incredible things in the body. God gave us an amazing plan with these things that are in it. So get your CBD oil at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And the new turmeric toothpaste that my dad designed that's got a bunch of essential oils, other great compounds, so good for your teeth, so good for your gums. The problem is he did a limited order. So at current sales rates, it's going to sell out in 2 weeks. So if you want your turmeric toothpaste and fund the show and see how amazing it is, go to InfoWarsStore.com. But if you don't want something to sell out, sign up for AutoShip, get 10% off. It ships a month, 2 months, up to 9 months. You just click the thing what you want, cancel anytime. You get 10% off on that future order. It doesn't charge you till it ships. 10% off on AutoShip, InfoWarsStore.com, and that's how we stay on air, bringing you great products that enrich your life and empower you and your family, but also fund us independently. We're not backed by George Soros. We're backed by viewers and listeners like you. Hour number two. Owen Schroyer is going to host the next 5 minutes with other points he'd like to make. I'm going to come back with Dr. Judy Mikovits and hit all of it and so much more. I'm not just going to talk about COVID with her. I'm going to get her take on World War III, the Ukraine situation, the banking crisis, the censorship, the control. It all ties together. Hour number two straight ahead. I want to welcome all the new viewers.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.